On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock is Ollie Cole.
The Kent MP, who heads up the Culture and Media Select Committee, says Facebook are guilty of a major failure of trust when it comes to users' data.
We didn't focus enough on preventing abuse and thinking through how people could use these tools to do harm as well. And that goes for fake news, foreign interference in elections, hate speech, in addition to developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of what our responsibility is.
That's Mark Zuckerberg, the Facebook boss. He's revealed up to 87 million people could have been affected by the Cambridge Analytica scandal. He's also warned that it's reasonable to expect that potentially every Facebook user has had their information scraped. He's due to give evidence in front of US senators next week.
KM FM News.
A woman who stole from elderly people in Medway will spend over 3 years in jail. 24-year-old Chantal Brown, of no fixed address, appeared at Maidstone Crown Court on the 19th of March. She pleaded guilty to three charges of burglary, theft from a dwelling, assault by beating and shoplifting between the 7th of December and 25th of January this year. The offences saw her target various households, including supported living accommodation in Chillingham. We've tweeted more at KMFM News. The Transport Secretary has admitted he's frustrated a solution to congestion on the M20 in Kent when lorries can't cross the channel hasn't been found yet. The government was forced to scrap plans for a lorry park on land at Stamford near Hythe last year. Highways England have now been tasked to come up with alternatives to Operation Stack. Chris Grayling says ideas should be put forward in the next few weeks.
I regret the fact that the environmental laws and European laws have made it more difficult for us to proceed at the speed that we wanted. It's right that we now do the work properly, but we should and we will work towards providing that long-term solution.
It's thought those ideas could include using stretches of the motorway as holding areas for HGVs. More at kentonline.co.uk. A man's recovering from a serious leg injury following a hit and run in Folkestone. It happened shortly after he'd parked on Sheraton Road on Easter Saturday. A white flatbed van involved is thought to have continued before turning into Marla Road. Russia has hit back at the recent wave of expulsions of diplomats over the Salisbury spy poisoning. Moscow's called them a mockery of international law. Foreign Secretary Sergei Lavrov says the case is being used as an excuse to expel Russian diplomats from several countries.
When in the majority of cases, the country's arms were in fact twisted. We haven't witnessed such a blatant mockery of international law, diplomatic ethics and basic decency for a long time.
An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council is due later. Meanwhile, according to Russian state TV, a niece of the former spy Sergei Skripal has claimed he's getting better and his health problems can be fixed. Labour's Shadow Home Secretary is blaming cuts to policing and youth services for a spate of murders in London. Two 17-year-olds have been arrested after a teenager was stabbed in Hackney in one of the latest attacks last night. Diane Abbott says an emphasis needs to be put back onto community policing. And people are going to be banned from taking selfies on the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival. One of the event's top officials says anyone who does won't be let in to see the movies.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Commonwealth gold for Kent athletes and the sun is shining for the county's cricketers. Here's Nicola.
Well, England and Kent are both off the mark with golds at the Commonwealth Games in Australia. Courtney Tullock and James Hall, who train in Maidstone, are part of the group who've claimed the men's gymnastics team event. Swimmer Amy Wilmot won the women's 400 metres individual medley, nipping past Scotland's Hannah Miley, who had to settle for silver. Earlier, England's two-time Olympic champion Alistair Brownlee missed out on a triathlon medal as Scotland's Mark Austin picked up a shock bronze. On to football, and former Manchester City defender Danny Mills says the attack on the team's bus before last night's Champions League quarter-final at Liverpool was bang out of order. At least one window was broken as fans threw cans, bottles and flares on City's arrival to Anfield. Liverpool have apologised and say they're working with the police to identify those responsible. Mills has told Sky Sports News it's unacceptable behaviour.
Footballers always get blamed for being poor role models, but actually sometimes that the fans have to look at themselves and sing, chant, all those sorts of things, by all means, you know, let off flares. But start throwing things, you know, and I have to remember that two police officers have been injured in this. That's the last thing we want at football.
And in cricket, plays underway at Canterbury, where Kent are taking on Surrey in a two-day friendly. Joe Denley is leading the side ahead of the season, starting next week.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Today on Little Spring Spotters, if you listen carefully, you might just hear one of the most beautiful sounds of a spring evening. That's gin and tonics made with Lidl's award-winning Hortus Artisan Gin for just £15.99. Lidl, big on quality, little on price.
Subject to availability, NI may vary. Selected stores.
KMFM weather.
Dry, sunny and bright for this afternoon. Highs of 12 in Gillingham, 10 in Margate.
Weather.
With Cuffin's Sayat, your local Motability dealer. North Farm, Tunbridge Wells.